obviously there are political differences, but the government found itself able to fund the Tobago House of Assembly in accordance with law, right? So we expect that to continue. We also expect a paving of the way for the House of Assembly to borrow monies and you know, to do things outside of the law, but not against the law, so to speak. The law, some of the things the House of Assembly can do may not necessarily be authorized, but nor are they not authorized either. So I'm just saying, because of the political difference between the two groups, you're going to have some kind of noise and some kind of, shall we say, stiffening of the result of both sides. The PDP to press for certain kinds of improvements, and of course the government to resist the requests and the activities of the new house, which will be different from the previous house, if only in terms of the political garments that they wear, the color of the political garments. So it's realistic within a legal context, but the House of Assembly, I'm sure, will be pushing for more